Human Rights is a Religion. April Milbury, SRC, as presented at the 2014 Cross-Disciplinary Symposium.
She wears the blackness of her robe, long and flowing. Possessing the elixir in Holy of Holies, she is the Old One, rated as a pupil of Hermes, thrice the great, or perhaps even his daughter. As above, so below, one must go down before they go up. She is a teacher of alchemy, the vessel of matter, both good and evil, transforming estate in jurisdictions and order. A picture of something that was made divine, yet youth is her nature. Bringing a peace that surpasses from glory to glory, the existence of a true love, one can't deny. She is the central image of law, justice, and world order. Just a representation of a few of her characters in individual expressions, casting the fundamental constitution, both body and scroll, for heroes and legends, and all others are told. She is the shadows of her victims, the huntress of intruders, yet a self-reflection of rapturous delight duty, the personal master, philosopher's angel, initiator, and tutor. She is the object and secret of all that there is in her true beauty. She is a dual energy that presides over life, exalted among the heavens and earth, abound take flight. She carries the vibrations of true life, where liberation in union of intellect there find supreme mother, cure all, uniting and going apart. Lady Liberty is her name. As high priestess, unveiling shame, she holds a sword in one hand to cut out injustice, then ministering balance in hearers and doers. Social justice is her interest, fair play. By social contract is given of oneself in regime. In the halls of justice, you find her throne, where truth abounds only in discussion at home. The goal here, my friend, is a form of light, a volatile spirit, creative principle, and manifestation of power. Made in this image, one can't go wrong. For what might seem wrong is only true likeness in absolute. A brotherly love which we call life as the aspect of soul in redemption infinity. The perfect nature, I say, expression in wisdom, handed down from generation to generation and self-determination. The fiery message is recycled again and again.